Action, featuring Anna Chan, president of Stratus Insurance. In this, the inaugural podcast, Anna reflects on the past couple of years and how this has impacted the industry as well as the Stratus team. We're glad you could join us. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to our first podcast in our newly branded company. My name is Anna Chan, and I am the president of the new name of Stratus Insurance Agency, previously called Rand & Fowler Insurance. We just recently changed our name, effective March 10th and of 2022. We're still, of course, part of Rand & Fowler Insurance. We're still a group of the Rand & Fowler Insurance, except we decided to change directions, branch out, and start to discover who we are as a broker and really wanting to change directions. And one of the things that we wanted to do differently was to do stuff in social media, one of which is a podcast. So welcome to the first podcast. I'm really excited about this. And before we start talking about anything else, I wanted to dedicate this podcast to just reflection. Reflection as to what had happened in the past couple of years and how has it impacted us as an industry and us as brokers, us within the organization and as a team. So I would like to start by talking about the beginning of 2020, and this is prior to anything really happening with COVID. I think it was just one or two cases maybe outside of Canada. And during this time, as every year happens in the new year, I would do a New Year's email or send a New Year's email to my team and talk about what I would project for 2020. It's kind of a fun email and an inspiring email. And in that New Year's email for 2020, I wanted to talk about having 2020 vision and really getting clear as to what our intentions are for this year and how do we project ourselves to make sure that everything in our lives will actually happen, especially in the world of business and in our professions. Then COVID started ramping up, and throughout that year, we spent a lot of our energy really needing to get clear as to how we were going to navigate around all of the new processes and having to pivot and change throughout the year to diffuse, really, the purpose of it was really to diffuse the fears of the people and to keep our team safe initially. And then pivoting to make sure that we change our processes to make it a lot more efficient for our clients and our team to do business. And during this time, like me, everybody had to pivot as well because schools were closed. And so parents were forced to stay at home and they were doing work from home. They had to still keep their jobs and work in their jobs. And then they had to be a teacher and a stay-at-home parent for the kids. And I can attest to this. It was very difficult and challenging. It gave me the positive as well, because I got to spend some time, a lot of time with my kids, which I don't think I would have ever been able to been given that chance if had COVID not happened. But on the other side is, it was really challenging to be able to juggle so many things in the air and still be able to keep our sanity. One thing that I am very grateful for was on the environmental side. Because there were so many restrictions and of all the changes, as everybody probably remembered, a lot of people stayed home. We didn't travel as much. And because of that, what I noticed is obviously the roads cleared, the air cleared, and the whole planet had cleared up. And it was for just a brief moment, I could say like even just weeks. But we had seen pictures of just clearer skies and clearer waters. And even for myself, I was able to breathe clearer air. And living in Vancouver, the air is already pretty clear. But I really noticed the difference in the environment. And I was able to witness how it would be if we just cared more for the environment. From an economical standpoint, I know a lot of us were hit hard. Clearly, most of the supply was affected everywhere in the world. And demand was very high with a lot of stuff. In particular, for us, we noticed it in the auto industry because we serviced a lot of dealerships. And there was a really big supply issue in parts for cars and even manufacturing cars. They just didn't have enough staffing, just like every other factory out there. There were a noticeable amount of people wanting to buy cars, we're thinking because they didn't want to take public transit for the fear of COVID. So the demand for cars spiked, the supply for cars went down, and because of this issue, and there wasn't enough supply for new cars, even the supply for pre-owned or used cars spiked. And for the first time in history, a used car actually appreciated in value. What was once known as a depreciating asset, for the past year, it's been an appreciating asset, which is very, very interesting to me. And hopefully in the next two quarters, everything will be back to normal again, and the pre-owned cars will go back to its original market value. From an employment standpoint, we noticed that hiring people was quite challenging. It could have been that many people had left their jobs, but they didn't want to look for new jobs for their own reasons, of course. Some people were collecting CERB. Some people were just rethinking their lives. In fact, a lot of people I know were rethinking their lives and their jobs, and they wanted just to take some time off and explore their lives. And some people weren't comfortable coming back to work for a while. And that created a huge industry demand to find, because already as it is, it can be quite challenging to find licensed insurance brokers who are ready to work, because it's quite a lengthy process to get people, especially to be mobile agents, to be trained, licensed, and to actually qualify to be on the road. Things have certainly normalized now, and we are finding more and more people who are wanting to come back into this industry, so it's been great. And during this time as well, the markets have changed for insurance. Life insurance sales have increased dramatically for obvious reasons, and it's been an easier time to be able to place life insurance business through most insurance companies. But on the other hand, for general insurance, for example, home insurance and commercial insurance, it's been a much harder market, and the premiums have increased quite a bit as well due to claims and lack of investment interest from the big investors like Lloyd's and other companies. But again, this seems like it's going to be normalizing as well from the talks from people in the industry. Premiums are going to stabilize. There's going to be more interest coming back in, hopefully, and there's going to be a much softer market. From an ICBC standpoint, you guys probably have heard of the announcements, or you followed it, since people who are listening to this mostly are from BC. ICBC had, during this past year or two, they've done a few things. One is they've announced changes in their much of their process, but they've also made an announcement that they were going to change their insurance model to kind of like a no-fault model, whereas before it was completely different. And during this time, not only did they change their no-fault model, but they decided that they were going to rebate and refund premiums, which really makes little sense to me. I never could really make sense of it, even when I asked them, but that's the decision that they made, even though historically they have lost a lot of money from claims. During the past couple of years, they also made an announcement that they will be going online partially, and I'll be talking about that in another segment. So please look out for that next podcast or YouTube video possibly that we're going to be launching. So from an organizational standpoint, we've also, as I've been telling you, that we've been pivoting a lot. And during this past year, I've been working on some processes to make some changes before the name change. It has always been a vision of mine to be able to change the minds of the people in my organization, but on a bigger scale, change the minds of the industry. And I wanted to first and foremost start off with my team and create a team of professionals who really take pride in what they do. This is why I'm doing the name change. It's been something that I've always wanted to do, where we're professional, we give professional advice that is no less important than, let's say, a lawyer for legal consultation or a doctor for a medical consult. I want my team over at Stratus to be a high-performing group that can offer you anything that you need and to give you really good, sound, peace of mind advice. So for part of 2020 and all of 2021, I had this plan to be able to get my team together and to be able to coach each individual of my team and make them into these spectacular professionals. That was my vision. It was quite the journey, and instead what I got was, I did get a coaching journey, but it was mostly on myself. And I realized that by recreating my team and the culture, I really had to step up and step higher to be a leader. So in the end, of course, coaching my team was part of it, but part of the biggest journey was to coach myself and to how I can be a leader for them. And so going into 2022, of course, I wrote another email, a New Year's email, and the New Year's email was really about growth. And that's what I'm working really hard to do with my team for this year, is to really to be able to grow with each other and to be able to grow with you as a client. And we were doing a great job as Rand & Fowler Insurance, but to really step it up, we wanted to change the name and to have that new growth within our organization. It seemed to me that people want revival. They want a more positive direction, and that's what we are working on. I want Stratus to be that rock for people, to assure them that we got them. That's what Stratus is all about. So thank you for listening in. I wanted to keep it a short podcast for now. I would love to hear a bit of your feedback and hear what you think about the new name. Please connect with us on the social media platforms like LinkedIn and Instagram. We're hoping to do YouTube videos and also TikTok videos. So I really hope that you can join us in this journey, because within the social media platforms and all this information that we're going to be providing you, it'll be relevant to you. It's going to be relevant to the insurance industry as well. And then there's stuff that's not going to be relevant to the insurance industry, but still important to you as an individual and also important to you from a community standpoint. So I would love to see you soon. Goodbye, everybody, and have a great day.